Welcome to the new Coffee with Carissa live show and podcast. I'm very excited to be launching this finally. It's been something that I've wanted to do for a very long time. I'm excited to be doing it live because that means I get to interact with people and answer questions and things like that, and that's my favorite way to do videos. I've always found when I try to plan things out too much or script them, it's just not as fun, the vibe isn't as high, so I love that I've given myself permission to do it this way, which is a really important lesson. You don't have to do everything the same way that everybody else does. When I thought about starting a podcast for ages, I was just like, oh, I have to do interviews, I have to do them at a certain length, I have to do them a certain amount of days per week, or have some kind of schedule. And so I had all this stuff in my head and it was stopping me from actually just doing it. And then I was like, actually no, who says I have to do that? I can do it the way that I want to do it, and you can do your business and everything in your business the way that you want to do it as well. So this is me walking my talk, practicing what I preach, and giving you permission to make your own way of doing whatever that you want to do as well, because you definitely don't have to do things the same way everyone else does. Hey Tegan, hi Emily. Say hi if you're there so I can see who's watching, please. So today we're going to be talking about one of my very favorite topics to kick off the first episode. I have got notes so to make sure I don't miss anything. If you're not in my Coffee with Carissa Facebook group, make sure to join. I've been posting about this every day this week, and that is the reason why people will buy from you and your brand or stay a regular customer, a loyal customer, and refer others to you and keep coming back, all comes down to an emotional connection. And this is something that I'm super obsessed with. It's something that I've been doing kind of on autopilot or subconsciously in my own businesses for many, many years. And as I was just saying to some of my friends today, it's one of those things that I have done so automatically that I didn't realize that I was doing it, or I didn't realize that other people didn't know what I knew, which is another really important lesson for you, or something to be reminded of, is that sometimes you can get so competent at what you do. You can become such an expert at sales, marketing, communication, or whatever it is that you're particular trade is, that there's things that you do that to you are common sense, but to other people they don't even know they exist. So for me, building emotional connection with people is one of those things, and I'm going to try and dig as much of it out of my brain as I can, reverse engineer my strategy so that I can share it with you, so that you can start practicing it and seeing if it will improve your business and success as well. Hi Stephanie, hi Lily, nice to see you. And thank you Emily on the compliment of this awesome jacket. It's actually like a full hoodie dress. I love it so much, and it's a big wolf. And it's totally in my brand colors, so I am obsessed with it right now. The first thing that I wanted to share was, like, how do you actually create an emotional connection, or why is an emotional connection so important? So if you really, like, and I psychoanalyze all of my own buying behaviors, and I've always just naturally done this. I always question myself as to, why did I choose that business over that one? Why did I buy that product over that one? And I really try and think about it, well, if it's just because I like it better, what is it about that that made me like it better? Because I know that by understanding my own buying behaviors and thought processes, I can better understand my clients' buying behaviors and thought processes as well, which means I can incorporate those things that I'm learning from how other businesses do things into my own business. And that's one of the main things that I have done for many years, that I've kind of learned how to do business before I actually started studying business, if that makes sense. So one of the things that I have discovered, that you will probably discover too if you look at your own buying behaviors and history of purchases that you may have made over time or even recently, is that you will choose to do business with certain businesses, certain brands, or you will choose to purchase one brand over another based not necessarily on the price or what it looks like or things like that. That's like the surface level justification or reason that you will think of automatically. It's like, oh, well, I bought that one because it was cheaper. Sure, that might have been the reason, but it really comes down to, when you dig a lot deeper, if you will choose to make purchases with one brand over another based on how it makes you feel about yourself. So if you're someone who likes to go with the most expensive premium quality brand, as an example, it's because you feel important, you feel powerful, you feel luxurious, you feel like I'm worth that, and by spending that much it makes me feel a certain way about myself. If you are someone who buys the cheapest brand in order to save money or get a good deal or it was great value, you're doing that because that makes you feel good about yourself, because you feel like you've made the right decision, you haven't wasted money, and you're going to be proud of that, and you're going to maybe tell people about it. I know people that sometimes would tell me like, oh, I saved so much money on petrol this morning because I went to that fuel station instead of that one because they have the best deal. And so it's not necessarily just because the petrol station had the best price. People are using both petrol stations or fuel stations, but that person made that choice because of how it made them feel about themselves. Thumbs up if that makes sense. Hi Marish, hi Candace, how are you guys? So it's really important to be aware of that. And one of the stories that I shared in my Coffee with Carissa Facebook group earlier this week was around how I used the power of telling stories about, you know, myself or how I started my business, my beauty salon business, in order to create an emotional connection with people that ended up not making them, but giving them an opportunity to develop that kind of connection with me and choose my business over others. And I'm going to share that again now in case you missed it. But one thing that I used to do, and this is like, it's a sales technique. It's kind of a sales technique. It's also just a way to make friends with people. It's also known as building rapport. But before I knew what that actually was, something that I learned quite early on in my years of business was that people will like you if they have something in common with you, or if you find something in common with them. Now, some people are naturally really good salespeople because they're naturally good at doing this. For some people, it's very, very easy for them to have a conversation, ask people questions, and find things that you have in common with them. For other people, it's not as easy, but you can learn to do it and you can get good at it with practice. I know you are, Candace, if you are still watching. You said that you were doing this automatically for a long time before you realized what you were doing. And so what that looked like, and this is, I do give this credit for helping my chain of hair and beauty salons to grow so quickly when I owned them in my 20s, was that instead of just trying to sell spray tans and hair extensions and talk about all of the amazing ingredients and all of the benefits and all of the prices and offers and the surface based stuff, I actually told stories on my website so that when people were shopping around, if they were looking for somewhere to get a spray tan, they were doing research on where to get their hair extensions done, if they related to the story that I told, they would book in with me rather than anyone else who was just promoting on product and price. And they would always tell me why they booked in with me, because it's like, oh, I read that story and that's so me. And so I knew that that was working and that was a part of what was making people choose to do business with me. So what that was, or what that looked like, was when people would come to my website for my hair and beauty business, they would go to the spray tanning page or go to the hair extension page or the lashes or whatever it was that they were looking at, and I would have all of the information that was standard. But then there was also a part about how I started spray tanning because I've naturally been someone who's very pasty white. I've always been self-conscious about that, especially when going to the beach and things like that, but also just in general, or going out with my friends or hanging out with people who can naturally get a tan in the sun. I was always very jealous because my body shape is pear-shaped as well. I've always been extra self-conscious about my thighs. And when I first started getting spray tans, I realized that the tan, it's not so much about how it made me look, but it made me feel so much better about myself. I felt like it did make me look slimmer. It did make my thighs look better. I even had more confidence to wear things like short shorts and short skirts that I would never wear normally if I didn't have a tan, because I didn't like how that looked. I felt like I could see cellulite, and I was really vulnerable in my communication and telling that story, because I know that when other people read that, like, there's so many people out there who are self-conscious about either their skin color, their skin tone, cellulite, what the size of their thighs looks like, wearing short shorts, etc. And I know that because I talked to so many people about that, so many girls about that when I was tanning them. So by sharing that story publicly on my website, that enabled people to go, oh my god, this chick knows how this feels. I'm going to go to that business for that thing. Thumbs up if that makes sense. Let me know if that makes sense. Thumbs up if that makes sense. Let me know if that makes sense. The other one that I used to do with hair extensions is, and that now my hair isn't long because it eventually got too thin that I decided to cut it all off because I've had naturally thin hair my whole life and it just keeps getting thinner. In case you didn't know, I did share last year, I actually found out why. It's because I have a condition called androgenetic alopecia, which is genetic hair loss basically. And I don't have the kind that has actual bald patches, but I do have the kind where my hair just keeps getting thinner and thinner and thinner, and eventually it will get really thin when I'm old. But I got to the point where I was wearing wigs and hair pieces so often, and I got sick of doing that, and I thought, well, let's just go short. I did shave for a cure, so I shaved a lot of it off. At the moment I am trying to grow out one little side. That's just a random story that I thought I'd share to build a connection with you, or share a vulnerability, which is the next thing that I'm going to be getting into. But I did share that story on my hair extension business website as well, where I've always felt like my hair never grew past a certain length. I never felt like it was as thick as I wanted it to be. I would look at other girls with long, thick hair and once again feel self-conscious or feel jealous. I didn't like taking that many pictures of myself because I didn't look like what I looked like. But when I had that hair extensions in and when I had that tan on, I loved what I looked like better. I would take more photos. I'd have more fun with my friends when I went out. And because I told those stories, and that was a real life story of how those products and services made me feel and why, because I shared the pain, I shared that vulnerability, that's what I know people can relate to. That's what made so many people choose to do business with my business rather than people that weren't sharing any of that. So I felt like I had to share that with you again today because I would love to encourage you, if you're watching this video or listening to this, to try and do the same in your business. So it's not, telling your story shouldn't necessarily be about just telling the story of why you started the business for you. It should be telling a story that talks about a vulnerability of either yourself, or if it wasn't yourself, if you started doing what you're doing now because you had a friend or you helped someone to overcome a certain, felt so passionately about that you wanted to help other people, tell that story. That's what's going to allow people to connect with you. That's what's going to allow people to choose your business. Vanessa said stories sell. Yeah, absolutely they do. Hi Sarah. Hi Ivana. Got out of the shower just in time for the video. Oh nice, you're nice and clean. Bree says yes, it's never about the product or service, it's the feeling they get from having it. Absolutely. So it's very important that you are aware of that. It's also not about the story that you tell, it's about whether people can relate to the feeling that you felt. So it's not even about the fact that I've always been self-conscious about my thighs, or I was always being self-conscious about my hair, because I know a lot of people are, but it's because I took it that one step further and said, because of that, I avoided wearing these sorts of clothes because I was embarrassed. So or I didn't like taking pictures of myself because I felt, you know, not as pretty as other girls or something like that, because those are thoughts that I know other people have, but usually they're too afraid to actually admit that or to say it. And so by you being the brave one, the courageous one that actually puts those vulnerabilities out into the public, people are being like, oh my god, I'm so appreciative of the fact that you said that. And there was one time I remember where I wrote a Facebook ad about it, or a Facebook post about how I used to feel about, you know, wearing short shorts versus how I feel now, and how even when girls come in for a tan who are self-conscious about their thighs, I would offer them an extra coat of spray tan solution on their bum and thighs. I used to do it for girls all the time because I knew they were like, oh yes please, it just makes you feel that little bit better about yourself. So by saying things like that, you get so many people choosing your business because they can relate to that. So that's the first part. So how do you actually do that? That's the next point. People were asking me then, like, well, what do I do? Obviously I share the stories on my website. You can also turn those stories into posts on your Instagram, posts on your Facebook page, posts, blog posts on your website. You could make a YouTube video about it. You could turn one of those stories into an ad. You want to incorporate those kind of stories into your branding and into your content. I do highly encourage you, once you have, and sometimes you might want to write the story once and then reread it and then rewrite it again and then edit it and add to it over time. I've never got it perfect right away. I'm constantly upgrading or updating, things on my website, and I always have been. So don't ever think that you have to have it right now. Just get something out there and then you can go back to it later. But you want to include it in your branding and in your content, and it needs to become a part of your message. With Facebook pages now, they didn't have this years ago, but they do now. There's an About Us section on there, so you could definitely tell those stories or a story in the About section on your website, on your Facebook page. You could have it pinned to the top of your page if you want it to be one of the first things that people see when they come to your Facebook page. But it's really important to remember that people connect emotionally with you through shared experiences, shared beliefs, if they believe a certain thing that you believe, shared vulnerabilities, shared personalities, and shared interests. So the next point that I wanted to go into, which was once again another thing that I shared in my group the other day, or yesterday, I can't tell what day it was, is that, where was it? Oh, the personality type thing. So another thing that will make people either choose to do business with you or choose to stay a client of your business is how much they can relate to you. And this is why not everybody's gonna be your client. So I'm sure you've heard that before. Not everybody is your client, not everyone is your ideal client. The reason why this is because people have different personality types. People have different beliefs, people have different values. There are people who are fast-paced, talkative, social people, and there are people who are slow-paced, quiet, reserved people. There are people who are really just focused on facts, figures, numbers, and they don't really care about chit-chat or people's feelings or emotions at all. And there are people who are very loud, outspoken, dominant, insensitive. Like, there are so many different kinds of people out there. Not everyone is your customer because not everybody is like you. And so you will enjoy your business more when you are surrounded by people who are not necessarily the exact same personality type as you, but that share similar beliefs, share similar values, and have complementary personality types. And the way to attract these people into your business is once again by sharing stories and experiences and beliefs in your marketing and in your branding. And also to like make sure that, yeah, your branding does reflect that, and to have conversations with people that build that connection. So what I mean by this, or an example of this, if I can give you one, is that a customer comes into your business or a customer calls your business and you or one of your team members answers the phone. If they ask a question, or if they're, maybe you're a hairdresser and they're sitting in the chair and you're doing their hair, if you just keep it, the conversation, really surface-based stuff, just about the product, just about the service, just about the price. Or if you're one of those people that naturally just talks all about yourself the whole time and you never actually ask them any real deep questions, you're never going to be able to build that really deep emotional connection with people. I used to practice when I was doing people's hair or doing people's tans. It's like, yeah, you would start the conversation off by like, what are you doing this weekend? Or what's the reason why you decided to get this done? Or blah, 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 blah. Then you can start digging a little bit deeper once you get a sense of like how that person is. And some people are really quiet and closed off and they don't want to have a conversation. And in that case, that's fine. They're usually just not your person. You can't push that if they're not open. But the people that you do kind of click with right away, you can build a much deeper connection with them and a better relationship and serve them better and keep them as a more long-term loyal client if you put in that time to like dig a little bit deeper in conversation and ask them, oh yeah, so you know, how did you used to feel then before that? And you know, ask those questions that are really getting into the or you know, what made you decide to get this done? And then they'll give you an answer, and then you can dig deeper into their answer and keep asking why, or keep going deeper, deeper, deeper. And then you'll find things that you have in common with these people, or you'd have a shared, oh, this other client had that too, and blah, 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 blah. You've really got to find something that you have in common with people that's not surface-based if you want to build that really deep connection, and talk about how you feel or how you felt about that thing. That's what's going to form that bond. Naomi said, so true. So, I mean, some examples of how I've done that even in my current business now is, yeah, I share my story of how I built this successful, I don't know why I'm doing commas, but I built a successful chain of hair and beauty salons, and I set it up to run without me, and so I could work from anywhere. That's like the surface base level conversation of that. But then if I want to build a deeper connection with people, I share the vulnerabilities and the pains and what I experienced as a person, as a human, as well as a business owner. Things like when I got really nasty client reviews from people that made me cry and made me question everything that I was doing and made me almost want to close my business down because I was so hurt and so upset by that. I know that's something that so many business owners can relate to. I had team members that stole from me, that lied to me, that tried to take all of my clients and start their own business. I was very, very depressed at one point, and it was really hard for me to keep going in my business. I've been at points where I was terrible with managing my money. I had no idea what I was doing because my brain doesn't understand numbers very well. So I've always really, really struggled with that, even when my accountant tried to explain it to me. And so I got myself into money problems where I didn't have enough put aside for tax or for wages. And that caused a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety and a lot of, even relationship problems with people where I couldn't talk openly because I was so scared of them judging me. So the more I kind of like shared stuff about that, and eventually, you know, I fixed all of those problems, or I learned from them and I overcame them, of course, because that's a part of what I teach now. But if I never shared any of those stories and I just shared the surface-based success part, it doesn't really allow anyone to connect with me on an emotional level. Let me know if that makes sense as well. Ivana says, I naturally tell stories. It's how I talk. But how to put it out, post video, etc., and allowing myself to do that, I've been very conscious of it. Been working on embracing my me, feeling something needs to click. Do the magic, Carissa Hill, you often say things that make the right thing click on my brain. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, like it is just vulnerability. It's a part of, and if you guys haven't watched the Brené Brown special on Netflix, you have to go and watch it because it's all about this kind of stuff and how bravery and courage is actually vulnerability. That's what allows people to connect with you. So sometimes it does feel extremely scary to share those stories and to share those parts of yourself because you feel like people might judge you or you think it's expressing a weakness, but actually it's a strength because you have the courage to put that out there. You're saying something that other people are too afraid to say, and by you doing it first, it gives other people permission to also talk about that. And because they know that you've shared that same experience and emotion as them, they're far more likely to then, you know, want to connect more with you or actually come back and see you or choose to do business with you because you get them or they understand you or they feel like you're like them in some way because you are. So hopefully that makes sense. So that is one of the reasons why people will choose to do business with you over another business. If you are just keeping everything very surface-based, very professional, you're not sharing anything real or deep or vulnerable or scary, you're not really allowing people to connect with you. So that's really the main message that I wanted to get through in this episode today. So people will connect with your story not just because of a shared experience, but because that experience created an emotion, and they will connect, like, if they know that you have felt similarly to them about something, that's what causes the connection. So in order to summarize, because I could go on forever, but I think I'll put the next part into another video. Share your story, but it has to be less about, it still has to be about you, but it has to be something that other people can connect with. So the story that you share on your website, in your marketing, in your ads, in your posts, shouldn't just be about how, oh, I started this business because of this and me, etc. It has to be sharing something that's kind of from the perspective of them, or that summarizes it, so that this is why I do this. This is why I want, or this is what I want to do for you as well, because I know how it impacted me. And if you can relate to this, then I'd love to help you, you know, that kind of vibe. Share experiences and find things in common with people. So on one of our coaching calls with my clients the other day, we were actually talking about how, you know, conversation starters, one of them that I used, if I couldn't find anything like deeply in common with someone, if they were just like a really different type person to me, I would notice maybe a tattoo that they had. And if I had a tattoo, which I do, then I would say, oh, tell me about that tattoo. Like, what's the story behind that? Or why did you get it done? Or when did you get it done? And then they'd say something. And then I'd also, you know, share a story about one of mine if that connected to them, or I'd say, or how many do you have, which one was the most painful? And so then you can start having a conversation, like you can find something that you have in common with almost everyone if you are open to looking for it. And if you decide to make the conversation more about them than about you, and that is really one of the key things that will keep people wanting to come back to your business, is how you make them feel about themselves. If you are interested in them, if you ask them a lot of questions, people love themselves, they love talking about themselves. The more you give them an opportunity to do that and the more you make them feel important, interesting, special in any way, that's what's going to make them feel really warm and fuzzy about you. It's not about you trying to impress them by talking about yourself. It's about you giving them an opportunity to talk about themselves. They will love you, they'll want to come back and see you again because they feel like you care. So I'm gonna leave the first episode there. Please let me know what you think. If you would like to share your story, I would love to see it. Come into the Coffee with Carissa Facebook group, share it in there. And if you haven't already seen, you know, my story, or you'd like to learn a little bit more about that, definitely hop over to my website, carissahill.com.au. You can download my free ebook that's on there as well, called Grow Your Business with Social Media. It tells the story of how I used things like that in my marketing in order to grow my businesses, and gives you some other tips and tricks and things that you can do in your own business as well. Love to know what you thought, and I will see you in next week's episode. I also don't have any set day or time for these as well, because I have a newborn baby. So once again, giving myself permission to just do them randomly whenever I can. You're allowed to do the same. Okay, thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.